Dan, tell me about the Commonwealth Games as an event. It's, I hear the words friendly and inclusive and wide open to everybody, and that's particularly important, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, my first and only Commonwealth Games experience was in Glasgow in 2014, and to have a para event in there, I know I felt very jealous of my friend Dan in 2010 in Delhi, having, you know, he was off to go and represent England, and I was like, oh, I wonder if I'll ever get the opportunity to. But yeah, it's, you know, it's, there's friendly rivalries, and it's a lot different. I mean, obviously, the Commonwealth Games compared to, is a multi-sport games compared to the Olympic Games and Paralympic Games. But it's just a different edge to it. It's, there's a little bit of needle because everyone wants to, you know, do well for England or Wales or Scotland, you know, home nations. But it also, you know, I think people are quick to forget the rivalries, and then in the village there's a lot of banter and there's a lot more fun, and it is, and it's just a little edge off of it, but it's still obviously taken seriously, but yeah, it's just not quite as intense, is a quite good word, as the like Olympic or Paralympic Games.
Is it helpful for parasports to be part of the main event as well, rather than, not, you know, I mean, everybody knows, for example, that the London Paralympics was a wonderful event and did a great deal for those events, but you were also separate, in a sense, from the Olympics, you followed on. That's not quite the same with the Commonwealth Games. Does that help?
Yeah, I think, to have Paralympic sport inclusive into the programme is, it's brilliant. You know, the people coming up to me going, I didn't realise a Paralympic athlete could throw that far, you know, and having thrown 59 metres on the day and then won, and it was amazing to think that, you know, people came out and were inspired, you know, not only by my able-bodied counterparts in the team, but by myself, and which that some people might have seen me in London compete. But I think it's quite important for the, because there's a rotation system that the Commonwealth Games Federation are really good at. So it was shot put in Delhi, it was my discus in Glasgow, and then there's a javelin in the Gold Coast. So everyone gets the chance to perform and to, you know, exploit their talents. It might not be obviously that point in time. But I also think it's just a brilliant idea just to get it more visualised. Maybe some sport that isn't quite as popular as athletics get coverage. So I know that they had like a disability lawn bowls. And obviously then they've got a swimming programme, various other outlets that maybe shy away. Obviously athletics is always seen as a bit of a blue ribbon event, so it's quite fortunate on the public side. But then said that, you know, I think the Paralympic movement is growing so well that, you know, yeah, the Commonwealth Games is so good at highlighting the Paralympic movement, and then hopefully it will inspire, you know, children or teenagers to take up Paralympic sport who maybe didn't think they had a chance to.
And in the long run, I wondered, will it have the effect, or is it the effect that would be good for para sports, that we get to a point where actually we stop referring to being separate from sport in some way, that actually it's part of, not just athletics, but it's part of sport, and, you know, people don't see the difference so much anymore. Would that be good in the end or not?
Yeah, I think it's vitally important that people view Paralympic sport as athletes with a disability. So you're an athlete first and disability comes afterwards. It is vitally important they understand the various categories, and I know there's hard work to go and to make sure that people are really clued up before they go, and, you know, and whilst they're there it's very well explained so they can understand and enjoy it more.
A very big effort was made in London in particular, wasn't it? It was all over the media and at the events to really get that message there.
Yeah, you know, London was a spearhead for education. And it's more enjoyable because they could actually realise the, you know, some, you know, atrocities that people have had to come over and put to the wayside, and their love for sport has come through, and they're performing at the highest level in front of 80,000 people. It just showed the passion from the public, but also the determination of the athletes. And I think that, you know, for Paralympic sport to be involved with the Commonwealth Games and for a chance to compete for your home nation, it's just incredible. And you know, I was speaking to many friends like from Australia and New Zealand, and they've got their chance this time around, and they're so, you know, they're so pumped by it, that it's, you know, it's part of their plans now to, because we've got Europeans this year and not Worlds. That it is like their Olympic Games for this year. You know, halfway between you know, Rio and Tokyo, it's like it's a major event for them. So it just shows the power and the vehicle of the Paralympic movement.
Let me ask you a parochial question, if I may, with my local radio hat on. You were in Glasgow, as you were just saying. I remember seeing you in Glasgow. That Glasgow Commonwealth Games did a great... You don't need to spend 10 minutes in Glasgow to see what a difference it made. It's Gold Coast this time, and next time it's here, you know, quite literally on the doorstep of where we are speaking now. Now, I know you've spent a lot of time in Birmingham previously for, you know, events and all sorts of things with the athletics being based here. What can an event like this do for an area that people like me live in? This is, you know, this is our home. What will happen here? What will benefit from it?
I mean, when I was in Glasgow, I've been up many times. A few friends live up there, and the buzz around the whole games is just incredible. And they really encapsulated sport, and the atmosphere in Scotstoun was just incredible. And it was, to be honest, like when I was throwing that morning, it was, there's 40,000 people, so half of London 2012, but they made virtually just as much noise. It was bonkers, and I think it really brought everyone together. And I think that's obviously the power of sport is just amazing, because everyone can relate to it. Everyone's probably tried it, and it gives people opportunity in areas where they, you know, might not thought there was opportunity. So coming to Birmingham in 2022, it just gives everyone an opportunity to either take up sport, to get fit, to go and watch it. But also you've got to think of infrastructure. So you're going to get better training facilities, they're going to have better gyms. It will probably encourage more people to build infrastructure around it. So you'll find that hopefully more people will be encouraged to get fit and healthy, to take up sport, or even just to indulge further and go and actually and push on and maybe try something new. And that's what you want, really. You want a diverse and capable community where people can... you know, really emphasise what they're seeing and take part as well.
And I'm sure you'll relate to this. You know, sport is great on the television, and it's benefited your sport and, you know, so many others in so many different ways. But there's nothing replaces being there. You've got to be there, and not just for the buzz, but actually appreciate what these, you know, what the athletes are doing, and see that there is that sense of wonder. And these, you know, kids that we've been hearing from today, they've got the ideal chance to get that. It's literally over the road.
Yeah, it's on your doorstep. And like you say, to watch it live and to marvel at someone who's obviously been so dedicated and trained really hard is just a fantastic thing. And it's absolutely amazing. And to have that on the doorstep, I think everyone then, you know, should go and experience it. And if they haven't been to like the London Games or Commonwealth Games before, or even their specific sport, to see a live event and just watch it on TV, I think, yeah, you know, now's the time. It's going to be in Birmingham. There's a good chance, you know, you can go and get loads of tickets and fill the seats and really just, you know, immerse yourself in it and go and support whichever sport or team you want. And it's just an incredible thing.
Get the bug.
Yeah, get the bug.